Rose, I'd like to begin by asking you about your grandparents. Could you tell me something about your mother's parents?
My mother's mother was born in Tennessee, and she was about half Cherokee Indian, and she was a seamstress. Let me see, I can't think of too much of anything else. And as a matter of fact, we lived with her, you know, more growing up, because my mother worked. So my grandmother more or less took care of us and saw to it that we clothed, fed, and cleaned up and made it to school on time. My grandmother left Tennessee. But anyway, she left Tennessee after she and her husband separated and went to Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado. My grandfather stayed down there in Tennessee until he was about 80, and then he came to California and he stayed out here, and he died when he was about 94, 5, 6, something like that. And the only thing I can remember about him was that he used to tease me all the time, because he could read anything he wanted to without the use of glasses. And I had to wear glasses. And he loved Western books, and that's what I read a lot, too. And my grandmother was a great fisherwoman. She loved to fish. She used to take me down when we were in Colorado on the Arkansas River. It ran right through Pueblo. Go down the river, and she would fish. We'd go home, clean them, and give them all away, because none of us would eat the fish. And when we moved out here, she would take me down to Venice. And we'd go down underneath Venice Pier and Santa Monica Pier and fish from the pilings, you know, the little catwalks underneath the pier. She'd clean all those fish to give them away to the neighbors. None of us liked it. But she, I don't care if it was thundering and lightning. If someone said fishing, she'd go. And I don't know if that was because of the Indian or what.
You said she was a seamstress in Tennessee. Did she work in her home, or did she work?
No, at home. Uh huh. And she also did the same thing, you know, to make extra money there in Colorado. And she used to make all of our clothes, even when I was grown. Or I'll say grown, because anything over 16 to me is grown. Because I think she died when I was about 22. But I would see, you know, dresses that I liked in the store windows, and I'd take her, and she'd look at it. She'd just go home, cut it out, and sew it. She didn't need a pattern. She was that good. She used to make shirts that way, too.
What did your grandfather do?
I have no idea. I really don't. Only thing I remember when we visited him down there in Tennessee, he was out from Dixon, Tennessee. He was on a farm, and he had, you know, animals, you know, and stuff, and then the woods back behind us, low stream, and we would run down there and play in the stream and come back. But I really don't know. I didn't really have to ask my mother if she knows what he did.
How old were you when your grandmother moved to Colorado?
I wasn't born. She moved there when my mother was 13, I believe. My mother was 13 when I went to Colorado.
Do you know why she chose to go to Colorado?
Her sister was there. She had a sister who was married, and her husband was working for the railroad. And she told her that it was nice there. So when she and her husband separated, well, she left Tennessee and she went to Colorado. And that's where I was born, in Colorado. My mother married.
What about your father's parents?
Both his parents died when they were quite young. My father and his three brothers and sisters, and they grew up in a Catholic orphanage. So I knew absolutely nothing about them.
Did your mother talk about her childhood very much?
Oh, yes, she said, well, they were out in the country. And she said, it was fun, and she, her grandmother took care of her a lot, and they spoiled her rotten, and She just said it was fun. She enjoyed living, you know, out there in the country. And they didn't go to school too long, you know, during the year, because most of the kids would have to go and work on the farm, and the only time they went was during the time that the crops weren't there. And I think she went through about the third or fourth grade down there in Tennessee. And she had already had algebra and Latin in school and going, you know, the short time. And she was, I think, 13, she told me, when she went to Colorado. And they decided that she was too old for the third grade. So they started giving her tests. And they gave her tests, and she ended up in the seventh grade. And even at that, she had had more Latin than the children there in Colorado in the seventh grade. But she said she really loved it out there in the country.
Did she have brothers and sisters?
Yes, she had one brother and one sister. And her sister died when she was 12. And her brother is still living. He's living in Detroit. And my mother is 75. So her brother must be close to 80.
Do you remember your grandmother's house in Colorado?
Yes. It green. I remember. I hated that pale green. And it was two-story. And I remember because he'd climb out the window and slide down the gutter and drop on the cellar door. There was a, well, they called it a cellar, and to me it's still a basement. And that's where she kept all of her canned goods, because she did a lot of canning. And I'd love to go down there, and I would steal her dill pickles. And I would take them by the quart jars and sit down there and eat those dill pickles and drink the vinegar and get sick. But that was the way that I would get down to there. And I remember the stove that she had in the kitchen. I wish I had it now. It was a combination gas and coal, wood coal stove. That would sure be a valuable antique now. And I forgot, it was just the living room, the dining room, kitchen. There was a bathroom. But the funny thing about the bathroom was there was only a bathtub and a wash basin in there. The commode was outside. It built outside in the shed all by itself. And in order to, you know, if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to go outside to it. And I always wondered why it was built like that. But she never did tell me. And maybe because at the beginning they didn't, if I would put the bathtub and the wash basin inside the house, you have to go outside for the rest of it.
Maybe they added that bathroom later. And something about the plumbing, which I know nothing about, so.
And it was on, one of the sort of busy streets there in Pueblo. And, can't understand it.
Did your grandmother do other things besides sewing? To make a living?
I've never known her to do anything else. That was the only thing that I knew that she did.
What was her name? I didn't ask you.
Rose. It wasn't Rose, it was Rosa. Rosa Gordon Hunter.
And your grandfather?
Oh, I forgot. That was her second husband, was Hunter. Her first husband was Herring. His name was Charles Herring. And she was Rosa Gordon Herring, and then a Hunter.
Did she remarry? When did she remarry?
After she went to Colorado, she remarried Howard Hunter. And I really don't remember what he did. Only thing I can remember is that if he came in the house 10 times a day, he took 10 baths and changed his clothes 10 times. But I Maybe he worked on the railroad too. He either, I don't know. I would say it could either have been in the steel mills or the railroad, because they did have in Pueblo there, they had a big steel mill there. And most of the men, they either worked in the steel mills or on the railroad.
Do you have special things that you did with your grandmother? Or special memories of her?
Oh, she would take me fishing and make me play downstream from her. And when my brother and my sister would go with my mother, go off someplace, she would make ice cream. And we would sit and we would eat all of the ice cream before the rest of them got home. And then she'd tell me, now don't you tell them anything. And before I knew it, she was the one that was telling them that she had made the ice cream and we ate it all up. Mm-hmm. And, but that was just about it. And she used to tell me a lot of stories about, you know, down in Tennessee and the things that she did as a child. And,
do you remember any of those stories?
Most of them were ghost stories. And I don't remember too many, you know, none of them all the way through. But I remember one was about some guy going down the railroad track without a head.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, that's all I can remember about that. But I really don't. Maybe if I sat a long time and thought, I might remember some of them. But it's been so long. Gosh. She died in 1945, and before that I was too busy going to school and letting the boys chase me. But then when I was little, she used to sit, you know, and tell us those stories, but I don't remember too many of them. Oh, I forgot, she did also do something else. See? Things come back. She had a boarding house. She ran a boarding house for the guys that worked in the steel mills, and some of them worked in the coal mines because they did have a lot of coal mines around there in Colorado. As a matter of fact, I was born in a coal mining town. And for a while there, she, you know, had the boarding house.
I want to check the tape because
okay.
I'm real nervous, and it's because this is not recording as much as it should. I'm sure it's here, but I want to. Rose, did you ever go to the boarding house that your grandmother ran?
Once. But she just, you know, she said there were just too many, you know, because they were all men, and there were just too many, so she just didn't have us around them.
What was your mother's name?
Anna Mae.
And when was she born?
1903.
Can you tell me about her?
As a child or now?
As a child.
Oh, as a child. I don't remember her ever being angry. You know, really angry. She never really spanked us or anything. She would tell us to do something, and then she would talk to you, and you just felt that you had to do it. There was, you know, you didn't argue or fuss or anything. She never raised her voice. And I remember when I was in the fifth grade, she asked me to do something, and I just stood there. And then she asked me again, wondering why I was standing there, and I stamped my foot. And the lady next door said, well, Anna Mae, are you going to let that child stand there and stamp her foot? You know, stamp her foot at you? So my mother said, well, I guess I'll have to spank her. And she hit me a couple of times, like, you know, it's about like that, just like a love tap, practically. And I got tickled that I had to laugh. And she sat down and cried. And, I don't know, she was always a very sweet person. She never, I really never heard her talk or say anything bad about anyone. But her feelings were very easily hurt. And, I mean, she's still that way. very, very soft-spoken. She never raises her voice. And I don't really think I have ever really actually seen her really angry. And if she was going to punish us, if we did something we had no business doing, we went to bed. No books. I love to read. No books. And when we were young, we had a wind-up Victrola. We couldn't play the records, and we couldn't listen to the radio. We just had to go to bed. We got up, we did our work, we had our meals, cleaned the dishes up, had to go right back to bed. And that was worse than any spanking ever, because the spanking is over in about 2 shakes. Mm-hmm. But when you have to go to bed and you couldn't go out and play with your friends, that was the worst punishment of all.
Did she talk to you about what life in Colorado was like for her growing up? She was a teenager.
Oh, not a great deal, because I guess there really wasn't too much that she did. They used to go to Colorado Springs to go to the dances. And even after she married and she had the 3 kids, when they would go to the dances, she took all of us with her. They would go, and we went on picnics, you know, to the lakes. They had the lakes around there. And, well, we went to the parks, and I guess she did the same thing, because she was taking us to places that she had been. And there was one park that was on the, I think the east side of Pueblo, or the west side, Mineral Palace Park, and they had, you know, the stream going through there, and you had the little boats and everything. It was a beautiful park, and they had the small zoo connected with it. And it's still there. Even with all the freeways and the new building and everything, it is still there.
When did you marry?
Oh, boy. I think she was 18. I'm not sure. But somewhere, 18 or 19, something like that.
Do you remember her telling you how she met your father? Anything about their courtship or their...
No, not really. If she did, I didn't pay any attention to it. Only thing I remember was saying... It must have been at either a picnic or one of the church affairs or something. Oh, it could have even been at one of the dances. Because I remember one time she said that he walked over to her. Or either his sister introduced him. I really don't know. Or maybe it was one of her cousins. I can't even remember now.
What was your father like?
Tall, thin, and I don't remember very much about him because they separated. The only thing I remember that he was a carpenter and a brick mason, and he always had a job regardless, and he was he had the type of personality, because everybody that I have ever met that met him, they thought the world of him. They thought he was a very nice, nice person. Personally, I don't think too much of him. I never did. Because he really didn't do anything for us, growing up or otherwise. Even after we came to California, we ran into people, you know, that knew him, that he had worked with and worked for. And but they just loved him. So, and he died a number of years ago. I can't remember just how many years ago he had died. He died of cancer. But if it hadn't been for my mother telling me when he came out to visit, that was what I would not have known. But his brothers, his two brothers and his sister, I knew them. And we visited them constantly, even as, you know, small children, because they liked my mother, my mother liked them. So we were always around them, but I never around him, because he was forever first to California, someplace else, you know, we were working. And
you said that his parents had died young and they were in an orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
Then was he adopted?
No.
By someone who grew up in the orphanage?
Mm-hmm.
With
all
his son?
Four.
They all
grew
together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maintained contact then with each other after that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard stories about your birth? Who was there, where it happened? If you were born at home or in the hospital,
yeah,
and who attended you and those kinds of things.
Well, the doctor's name is on the birth certificate, but I don't have it here, and I don't remember his name. But actually, I was born at home. The doctor had been there, and he told my mother that, no, it was not time. And he left. And my mother said she was almost positive. So around midnight, I was born at home, had called the doctor, and then I understand that after I was born, then we went to the hospital. And I was born in, I think the name of the place at the time I was born was called Radium. It had, every time the coal mine up there changed hands, it took on a new name. Because it was Priolite, Radium, and Kenwood. And on my birth certificate it says Priolite. But my aunt and my mother both say it was called Radium when I was born. So, but anyway, on the birth certificate it says Priolite. So that's what I'm going by.
Was your father working in the coal mine?
Mm-hmm.
At that time?
Yeah, he was working in the coal mine at that time. He decided that that was not the kind of work for him. So he went out and he worked with a fellow and became a brick mason. And I understand that he was extremely good at it. He was, well, an artist with bricks. Several people, when I went to Denver, you know, said that. And out here in San Bernardino, I understand that he came out and he had some, they were trying to show me some wall that he had done where they had to make a circle. And he did that with the bricks. I don't know if it's still out there or not, but
you said that there are three children in your family. Those three children are, what order were you in?
In the middle. In between. I have a sister that is a little older and a brother who is younger.
Do you remember your brother's birth at all?
No.
What that was like?
Mm-mm. I don't remember if I was even with him even at all. We might have been with my grandmother or something. I really don't remember. This is almost five, I think about 5 years younger than I am. So I should have, I would have known something if he had been around.
How long did you stay in the town where you were born?
I don't remember it at all. I remember Pueblo, living in Pueblo and going to school there. I remember going to school, gosh, where is that place? Out, it's not too far from Pueblo, and we went to the school there and the Presbyterian Church. And the reason I remember that, because we were the only, my sister and I were the only Negro kids in the entire school. And I can't even remember where that was. And then we lived in a place called Maitland, where my mother was working at, for those people. But, and when we were in this town, I don't remember having any problems at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't know I was different than any of the rest of them. And at the in the church that we went to, I can remember that because every time you learned a Bible verse, they gave you a little card, and you had this ribbon hanging, you know, in the Sunday school room with your name and those cards. And after you got so many cards, the small cards from the Bible verses, you get a large card. And with so many large cards, they give you a Bible. And I was working for that Bible. That was the prettiest Bible, white leather. And I really enjoyed, you know, even going to school there. And I guess one reason I enjoyed going to school there was because I was the head of my class. In math. I was reading before I went to school. But I was always fairly good in math. And I could be all the kids going around. They would write, you know, the addition facts and the subtraction facts all the way around the blackboard. We had the blackboards and not these green paper things. And you'd have to go around, you know, and add them or and subtract them. And I could